Today's shiur begins in Perek Tezvov, If Samach Hey. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. To keep the shiur coming on a consistent basis, you need additional sponsorships to cover the costs. So If Samach Hey on page Reish Chol Gimel and Shmiris Shabbos Ka'alocha begins. Seret Gumi HaMushchal B'Negadim V'Nikra Ehuta V'Nishmat. When you have these elastic bands that go through, whether it's a hood, or other places which, you know, the difficulty can't squeeze it through and it's hard to put in. Also, lachzei lashchiloi, it's also to put it back in. Mekiyun chain and nishchal b'nekel, since it doesn't get threaded easily. The gamish mishum sheregilim lukshar elitver esketzeset, because also the minig is when you put these elastic bands through, whether it's a hood, sometimes it's the center of a woman's garment, or other places at the bottom, sometimes of a jacket, you usually tie one end to make sure that when you're pulling it through, it doesn't come out the other side. So two things. Number one, he says that it's not easily laced or put back in, however you want to call it. And we saw earlier in Perek Tezvav that you can only re-thread like a shoelace or something else, which is easy to do. And number two, something that which generally you don't knot when you put it through. Something that when you knot when you put it through, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, even if now you're not going to actually knot it. If Samachvot, if you have a belt that's intended, its specific use is for a very specific garment. Says when you have a belt or a band that's part of a garment and it's meant to stay as part of that garment, one cannot put it through on Shabbos, similar to a shoelace which is meant to stay. Right, aval chagura regular, but a regular belt, similar dress, a pants, which, you know, you take the belt on and off, it's got belt loops, and it's meant to come on and off. That belt goes on any other pants you're wearing. Safilu mem chadashim, even if it's the first time you're wearing the belt, mudla shchila, you can put it through. Shekein enu gilm lahashay se beged, that's not something that you leave regularly in a garment. So even though, yes, you know, you might wear the same pants for a couple of days in a row, but maybe that belt slips in, slips out. You put your phone on it, something happens, you know, and it comes out easily and it's meant to go into any other garment. No one sees it as being batel or becoming part of this garment or fixing this garment. It just, it's a garment that needs a belt to hold it up. So when you have very specific belts that you put through loops, like some women's garments have that are really meant to stay on forever, crazy child pulled it out or this or that, he says that's a problem putting it back through. But if it does so, you need the same rules like a shoelace. It has to easily go on. It has to not be knotted. Then you could put it through. Also, you shouldn't put it through for the first time. But a garment like a regular pair of pants where regular belt that gets taken on and off, it comes in and out easily over the loops and it's meant to be used on different garments, that one may put through on Shabbos, you put your belt on your pants without a problem. It's the same tool clipping on suspenders or belting on the suspenders. Such a thing is permitted to do on Shabbos. Divrei Siv Samach Zayin, or in the middle of Fedresh Chom Dalad now. Divrei Halbosha Chadoshim Hakshurim Yachad. When you buy new garments, very often if you buy a pair of gloves, a pair of socks, they're tied together. Kigoyin Garbayim, like Fofis, like gloves or socks. The proper thing to do is to separate them before Shabbos begins and not to wait on Shabbos Sereken. What happens if you forgot to separate them when it was still Friday? You could separate, you could detach them even on Shabbos. Since you're not fixing the garments, like that white plastic thing that goes through two gloves, that's fixing the glove by cutting it, right? The glove is the same glove whether it's cut or not, right? Why do they sew the gloves together? So when you buy it, it shouldn't be loose. It shouldn't fall apart. You shouldn't lose one piece. Yeah, but it's not meant that it's somehow part of the garment that has to be taken out. It's not part of the sewing of the garment. You have two socks which are sewed together, or this white plastic piece that holds it together. That just meant when they sell it as a pair, you have it as a pair. But it's not meant, it doesn't help in the sewing of the socks or the sewing of the gloves that, you know, and then when you need to take it out to finish the garment. Whereas, let's say, those X's that are on the back of a jacket, that keeps the flap down, so that, to rip that out on Shabbos for the first time, that's taken clean, because that's done to keep the form of the jacket during shipping, keep the form of the jacket while they're sewing it together, that it shouldn't flap up, it shouldn't bend up. So that's necessary for the part of the sewing it and to keep it. So then when you rip off those X's on the bottom back of the jacket, that's to conclude, you know, you're finishing the use. Whereas here, that which attaches two gloves together, or that which attaches two socks together, has nothing to do with the actual socks or the actual gloves. It's just to keep it together till you use it. Okay, so in the main yachal hatem mutar la'afanatik esachot, if you can't pull it out, you could even cut the thread. Imam Isaac can derech kilkul, as long as you do it derech kilkul, then losses came from the Amorites. Once you not do so in front of Amorites, and Amorites are going to think if you could cut that, you could cut anything off on Shabbos and start taking threads out of jackets and other things. So, l'chapila, one should try to separate any socks, any gloves, or anything like that before Shabbos. One who didn't do so may cut it derech kilkul in a way of ruining it on Shabbos itself, but one should be careful not to do it in front of someone who's going to learn to it and cut other things that one should not be cutting on Shabbos. If samaches, mutar lahosir es hasicha shel gilul mutchay v'beis achreishes begadim chadashim k'lishma akipuleihem. So let's say you have in a shirt, you know, when a shirt comes folded up, they stick in straight pins into them, so to keep it folded nicely, it shouldn't fall apart in the packaging. Such pins, he says, which are just meant to maintain the folds, they're not sewn in, it's just a pin that's meant to maintain the folds, that one can remove on Shabbos, that is permitted to remove on Shabbos if one did not do so before Shabbos. The bottom of Seif page Reish Chav Dalet, Seif Samach Tes. Also lahosir chute hakliva. Shenishu regarding chadashim, one cannot remove threads which are sewn in temporary into a garment, right? Like we said, like very often the bottom of a man's suit jacket has those X's that are sewn in to hold together. But also, loyitzi afes sifes hakliva shenishiru. So to, but staples, that staple garment together that helps it as part of the sewing process, right, you can't remove. Chen aser lahosir she'eriyo es tzemer shenitpuku b'divrei srigi chadashim. Any type of wool or any type of cloth that's glued on as part of the sewing process, right? Because that, when you remove that, that's finishing the garment. For also lumchek mi begadim chadashim simone gear shenishur aleihem b'shas satir. So that you can't erase anything. Let's say you went to this tailor and he made these white lines to hem your pants, stuff like that, and those white lines are left. That is also to remove. That's mechika that you cannot remove on Shabbos. Seif Ein. Oser lahoitzi on top of page Reish Chavei. Chutei shesi shebebeged mefutei ha'erev sheboi. Like when a garment is woven, so you have threads going in the two directions. Right? So let's say you're sitting there with a piece of garment or at the end of your jacket or a scarf, and you start picking at it, you start pulling apart the weave. That's also to do on Shabbos. Again, lahep, again, betachbeishes, hashechutim, boidim, yotzim, mitzosim, in the orik. So you can't, let's say you have a bandage and you see threads coming out, you want to pull it back in or you want to pull them out, the end of a gauze or the end of like an ace bandage or something like that. So too, you can't remove from the weave that was made, you can't remove any threads. If I and off. Aslum soya chutoi shal tefesh in esreifev kidei lahadik es a tefer, chen aslum soyach es a chuta machaber es a kafter lebeged kishen esreifev. It's usher to pull a thread on a material that's loose, so it's to tighten up the thread on the material, and so too if you have a button that's loose. Very often when you have a button that's loose, you have a thread that you want to pull to tighten the button, you can't tighten the button. So you can't do something that's going to make the material better. You can't do something that's going to make the button stay on better. So if I in base, aser lahasir kafter menat beged, you cannot remove a button from a garment, even if it's loose. And the thread's very loose, you want to pull it off. You can't pull it off. So it's very often if you see a garment, after the button falls off, you have the threads left, but they're going in and out. You can't pull those threads out of the garment either. The button itself, when it falls, so this is, we always, when I grew up, everyone would say, oh, the button that falls is mutzer. But he says, no, the button, after it falls, you're allowed to move it. So if a button falls on the floor, you don't have to leave it there. You can pick it up, you can put it in a safe place. He says, it's better to machmer. So if it falls or it's in a place, once it's in a place that's good for safekeeping, it's better to machmer and not move around the button. But mikra din, it's not mukta, you know, if it's near a shul, it falls on the floor, it's going to get lost. Yechavata running another button. She says it is permitted to take that button and use it. But I will tell you that if you look in the bottom in Ha'aris, he says, he talks about why it's mutter, he says, in Sif Reish Lamadal, he says, V'amar again, Yerushalim Zalman Arbach, if it's an easy replaceable button, that it's, you know, you're not makpid to put back dafka that button near the osel tatloy, one shouldn't move it. It's osel. Kainen gama begin nicker acher ishiris a kafta mustab dove and a kafta emin liyes muxel mkermit. Says so too. If it's a garment where you're not going to put that button back on that same spot, then the button becomes muxa. Well, in kafta chadosh, as far as a new button, so he brings a whole shayla. So, like I said, if it's a special button, you need that button for that jacket, and you're going to want to replace it dafka with that button. It says it's makom lahakol, but if not, if it's an easy replaceable button, one should b'chari be machmir and consider it mukser. Simen ayin gimel. Begad, you have a garment. This is the last on page Reish Chafei in the Nufin. She echad mi kaf teira, that one of its buttons, the sreifif, is loose. Revade l'nirchis by mekshasha miyutlash ben abegit. So if you have a very loose button, a button that you can be afraid of, a button that you're going to be afraid to close it, you're worried it's going to be fall off, so one lachapil should not wear such a beged after shusarabim, lest it falls off, lest you might pull it tight to make sure it doesn't. One lachapil should not wear such a beged on Shabbos if he's worried that the button is going to fall off.